I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a former Major League All-Star tells a trade deadline tale that involves stress, relocation, and a fantasy fulfilled. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Say, you're in Philadelphia. What did you make of Michael Jordan's speech at the DNC?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has got one of the great sly senses of humor of all time because he delivered that line completely deadpan.
For our listeners who weren't watching the DNC that night, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came out and said, "Hi, I'm Michael Jordan and I'm with Hillary Clinton." And the reason he could say that, according to him, was he said Donald Trump wouldn't know the difference.
That's exactly right.
In advance of the trade deadline, Charlie, baseball teams have been making trades. Have the Cubs locked up the championship by acquiring Aroldis Chapman, he of the 100-plus mile-an-hour fastball?
They've locked up certainly a better chance than just about any other team in baseball, and they've certainly locked up attendance because he's one of the guys you go see.
Should the Cubs be worried that when reporters asked Chapman if team officials had mentioned expectations about his off-field behavior, Chapman said he couldn't remember?
Yeah, I think they should be, because I think that what we're discussing, which is an allegation of domestic violence, that's not something you should forget. So there should be a quiver in the liver on that one.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has indicated that at their next meeting, the owners are going to consider a shorter schedule, and they'll also probably suggest that if they play fewer games, the players should be paid less. Those negotiations should go well, don't you think?
The players will gladly take fewer games. I will gladly take fewer games.
Me too.
The season would be better at 154, but they're not going to take less money for playing less games. What are you, mad?
The real Michael Jordan is donating $1 million to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and $1 million to an organization dedicated to strengthening relations between communities and police. I wonder if this is in response to the criticism, long-time criticism, that he's always stayed away from involvement in social issues.
You know, it's hard to say. It is interesting, though, that now he's an owner and he has to deal with athletes who are involved in these issues. It's also probably a way of signaling to younger players, look, I'm with you people. I'm somebody you can talk to about these things.
The famous ice bucket challenge, in which people, among those people, lots and lots of athletes, raised money for medical research by dumping ice on each other's heads, has produced results. According to an article in Nature Genetics, the money the challenge raised has resulted in the discovery of a new ALS gene, and this may advance the understanding of how to treat ALS. This would be enough to encourage me to dump ice on your head if you were in the studio today.
Maybe we should do that down the line. We'll have a live ice bucket challenge.
Can we do it on a day like we've had this week?
Yeah,
where the thermometer is over 90?
We're not going to be doing the ice bucket challenge in February, no.
By the time we talk next week, the Rio Olympics will be underway.
Why? Why must they be?
They have to be. In the lead-up, obviously, all kinds of controversies. But when the games begin, what do you think? Will we forget all the controversies the way people seem to always do?
Unfortunately, I think we'll forget most of them. But I think there'll be constant reminders, considering that the latest story is that the athletes' village is a hellhole. You know, you will hear these things. Now, whether you will hear them on American television is a whole other matter.
The U.S. Women's Eight has won 10 straight World or Olympic rowing titles. They'll be trying to make it 11 in Rio. And you thought the U.S. men's basketball team was dominant.
Yeah, that's quite a story. And, of course, I mean, not to continue to be a downer about this, but considering that this time they're going to be rowing through sewage and body parts, I think this may be the most remarkable championship of all.
Well, it may be a greater challenge.
Exactly.
And I'm sure they'll be up to it.
I mean, I know that when you miss a stroke, it's called catching a crab. But I don't think catching an arm has ever entered the lexicon.
NFL training camps are opening all around this grateful nation. Are you preparing to attend the camps and the exhibition games in all their dazzling, sweltering glory?
I suspect I'll turn up at one or the other. The hottest place I have ever been in my life, and I include Qatar in this, was Wichita Falls, where Dallas used to train. It was surface of mercury hot. But I know that you'll be firing up the RV.
Oh, yeah.
To go driving around Wisconsin to the various camps.
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute. I'm looking at the football news here, and it says Tom Brady won't be playing the first four games of the season. What's up with that?
We are not going down that rabbit hole. You cannot take me there.
Warren Sapp, who had a Hall of Fame career as a defensive tackle in the NFL, suffered an injury that he never could have suffered on the field. A lot of bad things can happen to football players, but they just aren't often bitten by sharks.
Yeah, that is quite something. He was fishing. He was lobster fishing, actually.
Lobster fishing, yeah.
And apparently a pretty good-sized nurse shark looked up and said, lunch.
After which Mr. Sapp said, dinner, because he had the lobsters. I mean,
you got to love him. He did land the lobster despite being bitten by a shark.
Finally, Charlie, the celebration of the Cleveland Cavaliers, winners of the NBA championship, just goes on and on. At the Ohio State Fair, the American Dairy Association unveiled the Larry O'Brien Trophy carved out of butter, as well as butter sculptures of the Cavaliers mascots, Moondog and Sir CC. It's been a hot summer, as we've established. I'm not sure this was such a good idea.
Well, no, they keep them in nice refrigerated glass cases. Because of my other gig in writing politics, I have seen the butter cow at the Iowa State Fair more than anybody should in one lifetime. So I'm sure that the butter mascots and the butter Larry O'Brien trophy will be perfectly wonderful.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.